Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Hey, Victory, everybody. This is Pastor Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky-Lindstedt, and this is the Bowel Movement Turd number 13, lucky number 13. I didn't really have a chance to go ahead and listen to number 12, which had to be done on April 9th, and I really wasn't ready to go ahead and do it at the usual time today of 6 o'clock or before, because I had some spring planting to do. I had a bunch of bedding plants, which I need to go ahead and plant across the street in my infamous asparagus patch. Now, there's people who go ahead and they whine, and I've had to go ahead and reveal that, well, this happened way back in 2000. Trader Glenn Miller was in my double wide, put a hill and had an office there, and he was talking about what a great hero he was, and I was talking about how you ought to get on the internet, and thanks to being on the internet, I was able to talk to Lewis Beam and catch a lane. He got sort of greenish, and he stammered and said, I was in the Federal Witness Protection Program, but nobody ever went to prison as a result of my snitching on him, is not what I boiled down to. And he ran out, and he got his Geo Metro. I thought it was a Yugo, but it was a little Geo Metro. I think it was green or something. And he was looking a lot better. Well, I went ahead and did talk to Lewis Beam and catch a lane, and essentially I made the point that he's a caught rat, he's a caught traitor. I'm going to pretend to be nice to him, and that way he'll go ahead and try to have the local people vouch for him, because by then I was sort of well known as being a militia figure, and he'll vouch for me, and what I did instead was tell about what a dirty, lying, sneaking rat he was, but I made it look sort of polite. Well, in 2004, I'm trying to get him to run for the United States Senate, because I'm running for governor against Rutblatt, and he refused to do it. Essentially, it boils down to he's not going to do it because essentially his program from the Kremlin of the Ozarks. Anyway, hey, I like metros. I'm driving one right now, 1993. When I went up there, it turned over 99,999.9 miles, just south of Lebanon as I was coming back, or Camdenton, or some town, someplace here. The thing gets, about 30 miles a gallon, because there's a weak cylinder. But anyway, I like them Geo Metros, but you don't want to be an accident in them. You have to drive defensively and keep an eye on everything when you're driving, because you're the smallest thing ever. Anyway, and yes, they can be a disposable car, but so's about every car since 1936, thanks to Alfred Sloan. Anyway, it's a 1990 Metro, but it doesn't really matter. Somebody bought it when the price of gas was real cheap, I guess because there was a big green weenie or ecologist. But somebody went ahead and burnt out the oil rings out of one cylinder, so it has a weak cylinder closest to the water pump. But in any case, I went ahead and pretend to be Trader Glenn Miller's buddy, but I was talking about him in 2004 about what a dirty rat he was, but I was trying to get him to run for United States Senator, and somebody went ahead and not ratted me out. I think it's either Wiggerswill Williams or Ron Doggett. And he called me up. He was mad as hell. So then I went ahead and told the story about how he ran out of my office with my mother's double wide. And he said, well, it was the smell of urine, which made me run out. And I said, look, dumbass, there was no smell of urine because I had the water shut off to the trailer. So there was no toilet bowl, of anything to smell. And the only way you could have smelled it is if you can go ahead and smell past these plastic jugs. And there were a bunch of jugs outside, really. It was just maybe one jug or whatever. And I had to tell about my ideas of asparagus horticulture. See, asparagus, it grows roots 18 foot deep, and it's a vegetable which requires a lot of manuring and stuff like that. Well, I don't really have that much manure. I don't really have any chickens anymore. But back then I did. But what I used to do was just put the manure on in November once I went ahead and put a bed of leaves and grass clippings over it. But throughout the year, what I'd do is I'd piss into these, juice jugs, these 2-liter juice jugs, and fertilize the asparagus that way. So everybody made a big deal of it. Well, okay, true enough. Who cares? I mean, I don't live my life according to what wiggers think is appropriate or anything like that. So the, also same thing here. Somebody says, do you think you'll get more votes than Trader Glenn Miller? And the answer is, of course, I'm on the Libertoon Party ticket. Now, the Libertoon Party primary, primer is going to amount to either 25 or 3,000 votes. And, in any case, no, you don't need a write-in absentee ballot. I'm on the Libertarian Party ballot. At least I am so far. It's been close to 2 weeks. So anyway, what was I planning is I was planning these onion sets, these red onion sets, and the asparagus is starting to pop out, pop out. And what I do is I plant these red onion, these red and yellow onion sets. What you do is you just poke a little hole in the ground, and you put the bulb on top. You don't want to put it real deep. You really want the tip up there, but I don't go that far. But some of these red bulbs have this little beginning to do, and it comes up. And when you're eating an onion or something like that, and it pulls out those green shoots, if you take care on how you plant it, you can go ahead and essentially have an onion grow again for the new year by saving it here. So, anyway, I was planning about $2 at $1 a pound of red and yellow onion sets. Now, this isn't Vidalia. And, it's not going to go ahead and, it's not going to go ahead and do anything. But, Frenchman was asking here, and I was saying I was listening in at Sword Mams, or as I call them. And, what gets me is you end up, and this goes to, William Fink's, last Monday episode, and it lasted 5 hours. I was on there for about an hour and a half. And essentially I ended up getting ambushed by all these critters who are clustering around, William Fink. Now, let me say in many cases that William Fink has treated me fairly. And, I don't really have anything against them, but I do have a problem with all these little critters who cluster around them just like they did in the days of Butler. All these skinheads. And, William Fink, is stronger than Pastor Butler was. But 40 years ago, Pastor Butler made a big mistake. Well, maybe, but then again, that big mistake ended up, I think, being for the best. So probably Yahweh went ahead and supported that big mistake. But the big mistake was getting away from the family-oriented church of Wesley Swift and getting to Pastor Richard Butler's, and he wanted to go ahead and build a paramilitary force. So he started the Aryan Nations, and what does he make it out of? Skinheads and criminals and bikers and tattooed prison masters. And that's the problem with allowing criminals to go in, because some of these criminals, they get in as young wiggers, blonde, blue-eyed wiggers. Now, if they get in at age 17 or 18 and you end up being in jail, you end up seeing what ends up happening to them. They end up showing up and they don't know what to do. They're little Ritalin addicts or whatever. And I'm so scared for my retarded grandson that he's going to end up becoming like one of them people now that he's in foster care and all that. But they show up in order to go ahead and be safe from being raped by neighbors. They go with these, quote, Aryan Brotherhood or something. These people usually are just, they used to be blonde, blue-eyed people, but now they're just mainly just Anglo-Mestizo, brown-eyed, slant-eyed criminals, sort of like Brian Wright and the rest. And what they end up getting is that they end up going ahead and getting a big old prison tat with a swastika or an eagle and a swastika right on their back. And then they end up being punked out and the slaves of this Aryan Brotherhood or something like that, even if they're blonde, blue-eyed Whiggers. At the Nut House, I've seen one young tall Whigger. He had all this SS shit and all these Nazi shit and all this other stuff tattooed on his arm, and he was sort of, you know, huddling because Diggs, you know, the maximum unit of Diggs is 60% nigger, and he was just praying that his folks at home would send him long sleeve shirts so he wouldn't be hiding the stuff that piss off all these niggers and give them excuse to attack him. Well, that's the problem. And he ended up having this character called Obadiah. Obadiah, and, you have a problem. You have a problem with squirrels. But anyway, they're the mutual admiration, meth heads, skin heads, and ex-cons, and so few families, if any. Well, the thing about it is that it's the same thing with this Obadiah 83. He goes on number 11, talk about what a big little criminal, what a tough little criminal he is. And by the time I get on, you know, he's talking about how tough he is. And, you know, I mean, earlier on that previous movie, this idiot had called and said that he traveled across the country to administer honor court beatdowns. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about, you idiot? Because if you go ahead and do this sort of, stupid crap, to a deep woods, dual feed liner, what's going to end up happening is that, the guy's just going to go ahead and say, excuse me. You come ahead and said that you're here to administer an honor court beatdown. You know, this guy probably, you know, if he thinks of asking here, he might ask here because he wants to go ahead and find out who started this stupid shit. But, the problem is that in most cases, he just cuts you in two with a sawed-off shotgun. Where do you get the money for this? And it's these idiots who think that they're tough who go ahead and show up, and they're not tough. I mean, what they did is that they ended up having these prison tasks in order to go ahead and always be selling their little ass to, the local so-called white supremacist who's pretending to be Aryan Nations or Aryan Brotherhood or whatever. And you don't want these people around. Well, Richard Butler got these people around, and as a result, for every one of these skinhead vermin, from what I gather, talking to Pastor John Britton, 19 family men left, and they formed their own little churches. And by doing that, they didn't want these criminals being around their daughters. Didn't even want their wives seeing these people. Although I'm sure their wives knew that dirty men like that existed. But so they didn't want their sons and daughters around these people, emulating these people. So as a result, what ended up happening is that you end up having a bunch of criminals. And when Butler got older, what the criminals he had were all criminals who were in trouble a great deal as they were going ahead and spying and turning state's evidence. And there's a lot more polished, you know, Carol Covington, his latest Radio Free Northwest. And I recommend you listen to it. I don't agree with Harold Covington about his Northwest thing, but usually Harold Covington does talk sense, and I agree with him to about 85% of the time. And then we end up having disagreements on this other stuff, but I don't call him up or, make a big argument with him on his show. Well, not that I am, because it's pretty well all together his show, and there's no call-ins, but he's absolutely right. You get these people who are, something against them, and they end up bringing somebody, who's either a full-time snitch or a little criminal, and you get these criminals in, and what they do is they go ahead and destroy you. Usually, at least 9 out of 10 times, by letting these criminals in, you are going to have a problem. Now, for the vast majority of the dual seed line Christian Identity Church, they went underground. In many cases, since they went underground, they didn't stick with the compere belief so much, and they'd end up getting a bunch of little heresies like Ephraim Scepter or whatever. But they went underground, and they don't wish to go ahead and know who you are or, you know, be known by you. And I end up, you know, there's about 20 or 30 in my area. For some reason, hillbillies really do like Christian Identity. So, I probably have more people within 30 miles from me than are altogether the case in New York, New Jersey, wherever. Now, William Fink does okay, but the problem, and there is some grumbling, because he comes from the Catholic end of it. And the problem with the Catholic Church is the Catholic means universal. And dual seed line Christian Identity is by no means a universalist church. We don't try to proselytize. We don't try to go ahead and bring some, you know, character in. Well, anyway, there was this Martin character. Well, I'm looking at what ended up happening is I logged on at 2:50 and was fighting with this Obadiah 83, and essentially he was telling me what a coward he was. I said, well, you're the coward. Everyone knows my name. Who are you? And he said, well, I'm scared that you put my name on the form. And you're absolutely right. If I knew who you were, I'd probably skin you and your worthless family alive. You're absolutely right to be smart enough not to let me know who you are, because I don't like little criminals like you. I mean, I just come off, and the vast majority of people, the reason they look down on child molesters, you know, whether they're innocent or guilty or something like that, and I've seen perverts, I've seen some genuine perverts, and I've seen a bunch of people like me who weren't guilty of anything, but they get beat down, and these little criminals, be it the Pisser, the Wonger, or Obadiah, the reason that they end up hating someone like me far more is that I don't, you know, since I'm not guilty, I don't go ahead and act like I'm, you know, that I need to go ahead and explain myself to them. And I certainly don't give them anything from my tray or anything like that. If you want to fight with me, I will defend myself, and you might get hurt. And they don't like that because, you know, I mean, these people don't have any self-esteem, so they're always looking for somebody they can look down on. And they look down. I mean, your nigger armed robbers who would routinely perform a rape and a sodomy look down upon Uyghur, you know, alleged child molesters. But I have seen perverts. And in many cases, these people, even among the perverts here, they end up having their own little likes and dislikes. But in any case, when I was in that house, I just pretty well stuck to myself and minded my own business. And that's a good thing to do with everything. But here's this character, and he ends up calling me a chomo, and I just have a hard and fast policy, is that when I find you, I'm going to make you eat your words, but you're going to eat your testicles first, you and your family. As I look at it, you're just some filth that's wandered in, and I don't have no use for you. None whatsoever. But anyway, you know, here he was talking about how tough he was, and then comes this Mike Delaney of Profake. And this Mike Delaney was all mad because I had my blog Something I Repeated from Kurt Maynard. And Kurt Maynard said that this character, Quest, was, you're pretty well saying is the criminals are too often the agent or cooperating witness who bear false witness to make accusation. And that's, you know, that's exactly what happens. And, you know, that's the same thing that happened with the Rick Spring faction. Rick Spring supposedly was in there for robbery, and he kept on getting out, and then kept on being busted for parole. And then the last time he got out, him and his wife took care of Butler. And what they were doing is they were stealing the membership applications, because Butler sold membership applications. Anybody who had, you know, said he was white, he'd send a picture in to sort of show that he's white, and $25 in pledge to give $10 a month, would get a Aryan, you know, would get an Aryan Nations ministry, you know, being called, you know, or be called a captain or a major or whatever. And here comes Rick Spring, and you end up having all these little wiggers. I mean, I picked up one. I was going to go to the Foreign Party National Convention 2001. We picked up one. He claimed to be an Aryan Nation minister. And we drove 60 miles into Illinois around Lawrenceville. He got what I call yellow fever. He didn't want to go ahead and have a fight, even with wiggers. You know, there were very many. There were one or two token niggers at this Reform Party convention because, you know, these constitutionalists and these Reform Party people, they got to have their token nigger in order to go ahead and tell all the Jews that they're not racist here. And they'll be called racist anyway. And the niggers with them be called Uncle Tom. But the Uncle Tom nigger gets a free lunch. And the you know, the Reform Party idiots, they get to go ahead and claim not to be racist. And, you know, I mean, it's stupid. It's just stupid shit here. Stupid political shit. You know, that don't fool nobody. But anyway, he got 60 miles. He got yellow fever, and we end up having to drive him back. So that idiot cost us 2.5 hours. And I just went in there and got on the credentials committee. And then the next day, we got voted out by people who didn't live in Missouri, even though we were the legitimate, lawful, duly elected people from our congressional districts, which goes to show there really is no political solution. But you still go ahead and you play the game. But okay, where was I? I've been in the movement so much. I've seen so many idiots that I end up going all over the place. Now, unlike Rush Limbaugh or Harold Covington, who usually stick to whatever plan, I don't, because talk show is free. Who cares? I mean, I might as well just go ahead and talk as much as I want because it's free. Anyway, so, wiggers. Whatever. Anyway, yeah, it's probably a wigger who's making that application here. I always go ahead and get some of the pisser's clowns in there, and he have to say some stupid shit. But anyway, where was I? Anyway, you know, all these people, they go ahead and pretend, but what ended up happening is that Butler's last years of his life was ruined by having all these Zogbots around. And this Rick Spring and his wife, she ended up divorcing his ass in 2006 and, you know, told what everybody knew that, yes, he was a federal snitch. And she pretty well was ratting out on Rick Spring. But essentially during the last years of Butler's life, 2003, 2004, Rick Spring was head of security. You're the Zogbot, that's what I call him, as the head of security for Aryan Nations. And Billy Roper was going to go ahead and support the Rick Spring faction. Well, that's where the pisser comes in. The pisser is one of the Rick Spring factions. Sci-Fi Faber, he come from Augustus Christ, who was rebelling against Butler in 2002, 2003. So now your Aryan Nation factions is Gerald, I call him old Hyber Nigger Wigger Brian, who used to be a papist skinhead, who showed up, and essentially he claims to be Butler's successor. And nobody really agrees that he is. Essentially, I just think that he ends up getting a little bit of money from the ADL, SPLC, to do some literature. The other guy who claims to be is this guy named Paul Millett or Millay or something like that. And he's from Augustus Christ's bunch, and there's a lot of people who think that he's a Zogbot, too. But, no, I mean, you know, my particular Aryan Nations, you know, doesn't accept money, doesn't look for money, doesn't look to go ahead and sell memberships for $25 and $10 a month, or this is not a literature dropping campaign. But going on to it is that, you know, somebody hears that William Fink is very well, you know, very well versed in Christian identity. And he is. But You know, there is some worry about if he's getting beyond, if he's going beyond the Bertrand Comperet, you know, the old time religion as left by Bertrand Comperet. And for the vast majority of people who've been with Dual Seed Line for years, you know, they don't need anything new. You know, Bertrand Comperet and Wesley Swift was good enough for them, and it's good enough for them now. They don't need anything new. But you end up having all these people show up, you're criminals, and then they go ahead and act up, and you have a, you know, I'm pretty convinced that this James of Justice is a Mamzer, who's got to go ahead and tell white people what to do, and nobody really likes that. I mean, you have Jews trying to tell us to do. What do you need some Mamzer that you don't know the real name of telling you what to do and claiming that he speaks for Yahweh? The answer is you don't. But that is, you know, that is the problem throughout the movement, is these little criminals that get in. And that's especially what the problem with Christian Dandy is. Do you think that you and Fink will be at each other's throats soon? And the answer is, I don't really intend to have it. See, the problem, you know, the thing about it is that I wouldn't have been at Visser's. I wouldn't have been a problem with Visser, except that, you know, I knew he was going ahead and sneaking around and betraying me or trying to go ahead and get me kicked out with a sci-fi favor. You know, that showed up after August, but my main problem was he was trying to go ahead and steal Morris Gillette's church. So, essentially, you know, I mean, I figured out that, yes, we were going to end up having divorce. And I am regretful that I end up helping him do that. See, the thing about Fink is that we're sort of like Jack Spratt and his wife, in that there's a lot of people, you know, there's this character named Martin. He was bitching about me talking about hybrid niggers. And I was trying to explain to this Martin is that the vast majority of this church, you know, the one that most people think of when they think Aryan Nation, and there's different regional flavors of it. I'm pretty well, you know, the biggest mass of Christian Identity people, and 99%, really 99.999% is your small 1, 2, and 3 family congregations. And most of them are single seed line people, although some of them understand the dual seed line message. Okay, they don't want to be known, and thus as a result, they don't come to the attention of anybody. I mean, that is probably, a brother made a mistake personally. But looking back on what the end result was, because I think that that was Yahweh's will, that essentially Wesley Swift's church go underground. And people ask me about the numbers. And I think what with Herbert Armstrong and Wesley Swift and the rest of them who's gone about is that there are literally several million people who know the Christian Identity message and sort of keep it after a fashion. So, well, the Welsh, the Cornish, the Celtic population, members, and the answer is that there's some, you know, the Welsh were called the Wheelos. The Saxons didn't like them at all. If you go ahead and look at that here. Anyway, Sci-Fi Faber could whip your sorry behind. Well, the thing about it is Sci-Fi Faber would probably know that if he came to whip my 52-year-old sorry behind, is they'd probably be cut in two, but, you know, by a shotgun blast. So, you know, just like Obadorker and, you know, Obadiah and the rest of these idiots, you know, they're cowards and they're criminals. Criminals talk about how tough they are. They're not tough. They didn't have a gun battle with police before they were caught. What they do is that they lie and they cheat, they steal, and they're cowardly. I mean, some 17, 18-year-old kid, you know, who's selling dope or something like that, who's getting a big old, you know, prison tat here on his back and on both butt cheeks, he may talk tough, because he wants people to think he's tough, but he's not tough. You know what I mean? He's easily used. In any case, in Sci-Fi, John Britton told about how Sci-Fi made a big ass clown of himself in the Aryan Nation's Congress, and they had to take away his shotgun because he was acting like he wanted to go ahead and shoot some German journalist. He was being an ass clown, but, you know, essentially, Sci-Fi, I mean, it's not manly to go ahead and threaten to shoot an unarmed journalist, even if it's a German, even if it's a Jew, you know, an Aryan nation state. He just wanted to make an ass clown of himself. So, Sci-Fi, he can talk tough, but generally he's just generally a clown. I mean, he used to call me up, ask me what I should do, and then he got all mad because some Jewish from MTV was paying attention to me and not to him, and he was just all pissed off, and he came up with a stupid shit. But I think Visser was egging him on for that stupid shit, too. And essentially, I caught both of them in August. And Sci-Fi was pissed off at Visser, because Visser sort of egged him on to kick me out. And this is idiots talking here. See, Sci-Fi, he can go ahead and talk to me. He knew Robert Miles. He knew Butler. Well, essentially, Sci-Fi, he came off of August Christ, and he went ahead and betrayed August Christ. So, essentially, a traitor to a traitor, you know, don't mean much to me, okay? I mean, look, if you want to go ahead and form your own church in your own, if you're in your own state for 25 or 50 or however many bucks and then maintain it, that's far better than trying to go ahead and steal some other minister's church. But see, that's the problem with all these people. They're just criminals. And Zog can go ahead and send them to prison anytime they want, and they show up, and they end up betraying you, like this Dave Hall. Anyway, here comes this Delaney, you know, this Mike Delaney of ProSec, and I hadn't paid much attention to him, but he was going ahead and bitching to me that I'd repeat something that Kurt Maynard said. Kurt Maynard is a mandrizer. He got herpes. He showed his being wife, being naked. And she took him for everything she got. Yeah, I know Kurt Maynard. I think Kurt Maynard is suffering from inverse male telegony here. You can't all get or trust Kurt Maynard. But just like any other swine, he's able to find a truffle once in a while. And I went ahead and repeated what Kurt Maynard had said. So you got to realize this Rick Spring and this Bill White and the rest of these people were all big buddy buddies with each other. So was Visser, and he went ahead and betrayed them. So, anyway, guest 15 is probably a faggot there. I'll go ahead and bring this thing up. What I want to really talk about is, all these criminals that come in. And they come in, and they want to go ahead and tell white people who've been in the church for a long time. You know what I mean? I mean, saying, well, I didn't say Kurt Maynard was, you know, he's anti-Jew, but he's not dual Siegler. But he's gone ahead and printed an article about agent provocateurs, and in that, he went ahead and said that this character, that Mike Delaney and this other character's sister married Rupert Murdoch's, into Rupert Murdoch's family, and this Mike Delaney was associated with this Jew named Quest, and his name was Kaplan, whose other name was Kaplan. Well, that's a Jew name. And they went ahead and sent me to a YouTube video, which was made when they were doing this picture. And essentially, you know, I looked at it, and the character looked like a Jew or a man or some kind. He was a swarthy character with, you know, burnt cork eyes. So, yeah, he looked like a Jew, and, you know, he might have been some other mamzer. Well, anyway, after I went ahead and logged off, here comes this Obadiah, and he goes ahead, and I should have logged off sooner, because he went ahead and said, well, this one says this character is a mamzer. You know, is he a Jew? No, he ain't a Jew. He's Turkish. He's Mediterranean. Well, look, you know, Delaney, if you're bringing in mamzers, and you're pissed off because Kurt Maynard You know, you used to be buddy-buddy with this nigger, and now you're choosing a Jew or a Turkish Mamzer over this nigger. I mean, essentially, what happens, you're just having a Mamzer, a nigger, and Jew problem. You know, they're quarrelsome people, and you're going to be screwed. You're going to go ahead and, you know, get screwed up here. And, yeah, Kurt Maynard and the rest of them. I don't trust Kurt Maynard. Kurt Maynard ain't a big friend of mine. I was trying to go ahead and look it up, but for some reason, either because of Google closing his web or he's closing the web, it could be one or the other, you can't really go ahead and get to the original article. But I went ahead and looked at that video, and the character did look a lot like a Jew. He was a Mamzer of some sort. And guess what? You know, after I went ahead and hung up at 4:43, I went ahead and loaded, my own, program, because this is a 5-hour, 15-minute, show, and I was on there from 2:50 to 4:43, so essentially I was on for 2 hours. And I'm not especially a very good speaker at all, especially when I'm sort of being ambushed. But, he went ahead and admitted at 4:45 that this quest was a Turkish Mamzer. And, this Obadiah, I guess he's blonde, blue-eyed, or thinks he is. I mean, he could be like Brian Wright. A Mamzer, and, thinks he's white here, and everybody else is a Mamzer. But he went on to it to where, this quest got into a bar and beat a murder rap, and then fell out with this nigger, and he went ahead and admitted that this quest is a Mamzer. And by then I'm thinking, well, shoot, I should have logged off sooner here because this Mike Delaney is essentially making my point for me. So, I'm looking at this here. And then Obadiah was talking about life in prison, and he wants something or another. Delaney essentially, what it boils down to is Delaney went ahead and said that he wanted a bunch of Mamzers to go ahead and act like, go ahead and be allied with Chris Sandanti. And Obadiah didn't. This was at 5:09 or so. So if you go ahead and, download number 11.5, well, if you want, if you don't like me, you think I can get my ass whipped. If you want to go ahead and believe that, that's fine by me. You see, my benefit is even if I'm getting my ass whipped here, getting out argued, getting out smarted, it don't really matter. Because if you go ahead and believe whoever outsmarts me, and you end up firing Mamzers or Jews or criminals, and you end up dying, I win, because you don't belong around. I mean, what I found out is that people who don't belong in our church end up believing liars, because they want to believe liars. That's why I keep on trying to tell us that what side you're on is going to determine what you believe. If you want to believe lies, well, you're going to believe lies because you want to believe lies. So, I'm sort of like old Hans Rudell. I might be out-argued, but as I look at it, either way, I win. And Obadiah 666, if you're listening in on it, you keep on writing those reviews because I do like, they're not very nice to me, but in some cases they're somewhat correct. But, anyway, getting to this guy named Martin, he was bringing on this stuff about, why do you go ahead and use the term hybrid nigger? And I point out is that, there's different flavors within Christian identity. And pretty well, I'm with the Ozarks Southern version because I live on the edge of it. When you get to places like Harrison, Arkansas, or Branson, Missouri, or something like that, Branson is sort of like the Hollywood. It's sort of like the Hollywood of Christian identity. There's a lot of Christian identity people, and they do their country music thing, and they really sneak in a bunch of Christian Day stuff. And Pete Peters, at the end of May, around Memorial Day, will go ahead and show up because, A, it's in the central part of the state. It has plenty of cheap housing. And, you know, second of all is that he will get a big collection. Even if they're dual seed line, they'll show up. Well, in some cases they'll show up. If they're really deep with the dual seed line, they won't show up. But, you know, you know, a couple of your two or three family congregations, they'll go ahead and show up and they'll go ahead and buy the books. You know, there's some two against. They'll buy this and that from Pete Peters. Cause he goes ahead and he sells stuff. And, you know, I don't fight with Pete Peters, although he has a pet Jew named Charles Weissman. He has his pet Nigger of the Month to show that he ain't racist. Well, like these Reform Party and Constitution Party Wigger idiots. But, I mean, it's okay to go ahead and go there once in a while and keep your mouth shut and learn something and buy a few trinkets and, you know, go ahead and meet some other Christian, you know, one seed line or people and have a nice time with them people. You know, but you gotta realize is that probably the pig lice are there too, taking names of everybody. But, in case it really matter because I was known as a Christian identity person, dual seed liner, and Pete Peters looked at me like I was some sort of snake. He'd bite his ass. He didn't cash my $15 check to, you know, to be there, and he didn't cash the $30 check for two books I bought there either for about, a month or six weeks, something like that. But this guy was going ahead, and his point is that why are you discriminating against the Irish? And the answer is that especially the western portions of it do have a good deal of dislike against the Irish because most of them are English or Swedes. And I was trying to point this out. Swedes, we really have a problem with Balkanoid Mamzers and Russians, the rest of these people, who ain't quite white. And the Swedes and the Russians have never really gotten along very good. So if the Norwegians and the Danes and the English don't like hyper niggers, well, I'm certainly not going to go ahead and fight with their particular stereotypes. And this character was bitching like, I mean, it was just like going ahead and talking, you know, to somebody on the Phil Donahue show. Why should you have these racist stereotypes? Well, the answer we have these racist stereotypes is that, well, yes, I'm a racist. And yeah, I have a bunch of stereotypes. I stereotype Jews and I stereotype niggers and yes, I stereotype the Hibernian niggers. Now, let me know that part of the belief of both one seed line and dual seed line is that the Irish, you know, were part of the, you know, Tuatha De Danann, you know, the Danites, and there were Judeans. And, Jeremiah took T. Tephi, who was the last king, overt king of Judah, who got blinded and killed and had his sons killed in front of his eyes by the Babylonians. He went ahead, took a tender twig, i.e. T. Tephi, and married one of the Irish kings of Tara or of Ireland. So yes. You know, some of the Irish are Israelites, okay? Some of them are, but then again, some of them, a lot of them aren't, okay? So, there are some, you know, I mean, there are Irish Israelites, okay? But then again, there's a lot of them who generally I just think of them as drunken, popish, mackle-snapping hyber niggers, and I really do not much care for the, you know, for papists at all. I got doped up illegally because of this papist bitch here. So, yeah, I do have a problem, you know, with Roman Catholicism, especially the fact of it is that when they call it Catholic, they mean universal. And that is, you know, that is somewhat of the grumbling that, you know, might very well be against, William Fink is that he comes from Catholicism and in many cases he wants to let a lot of people in that some of us ain't too crazy about having. He, not only just the criminals, but some cases hybrid niggers. And, no, I mean, You know, I mean, if we don't want these people in our church and we don't want them, there's no way William Fink or me or anybody else is going to go ahead and get them in. That's why I was trying to explain to this Martin fellow, is that if you want to go ahead and talk to somebody in your area, chances are it's a 2 or 3 family church. And if you're not a family member or somebody they know from a long time who they want to go ahead and bring in to marry into their family, to marry into their daughters, or your daughter to marry their sons, chances are you're not going to get in. And if it's in a western port, if it's in the western regions of the United States, chances are if you're an Irishman, they don't want you. Now, my problem mainly, you know, I mean, most of my family of Swedes and Germans, we went, you know, our people went east, so we didn't have any contact, you know, with Irish or Hiberniggers or however you want to say it. But I'm certainly not going to go ahead and get down on my Western friends who don't much care for the Irish. I certainly ain't. Now, was there this same problem in the early New Testament church? And the answer is yeah. You used to have Peter and Paul sort of go at it because Peter sort of thought the Judeans and the Benjamites and the Galileans were superior to these Greeks and Romans that Paul was bringing in. And Paul did chew on Peter's ass. And Peter went ahead and apologized. And I might have to as well. I don't know. But, you know, going ahead and bringing, you know, I mean, maybe Hiberniggers who are well behaved are a lot better than all these criminals and Namsers that are clustering around you. But on the other hand, you know, I don't know. You know, I mean, not everybody belongs in the dual seed line Christian Identity Church, and we're not trying to bring everybody in. And no, I mean, there's going to be some disagreement, principled or otherwise, to doing that. Okay. So, in any case, let me just say is that, you know, there were Irish. You know, I mean, they were recognized. Some of the Irish were recognized as being of Israelite descent because the Tuatha De Dan was a major portion of the Irish in the early years, and that meant tribe of Dan. They migrated through. So you had these Danites, and you had, well, Jeremiah recognized that there was part of the Judeans. I think it was the younger son, and essentially, if anybody's heard of the Red Hand of Ulster, well, some people said that it came from the line of I'm not sure if it was Zerah or Perez because I don't have my Bible handy. You should, but they explained that somebody cut off his hand so he could go ahead and touch it. But also, the Red Hand referred to Judah's non-Canaanite sons by, you know, Tamara, and one of them thrust his hand through the womb and had string tied around his hand, a red string tied around his hand, and he pulled his hand back in, and his brother was born, his brother was born first. And the one with the string around his hand was born second. And as a result, this was the second son who didn't get as much as the firstborn son who got the double portion. In many cases, in Israel, the farm. So, in many cases, that's why you end up having these Greeks and these Trojans. You'd end up having your second and your third and your fourth and your fifth and your sixth son, and the land of Canaan couldn't support more than 3 million Israelites. So, you end up having a wife, and she's going ahead and giving you what, 8, 9, 10, 11 kids, like in America, you know, like happened in this country. And just like all these other white people, what they did is they take their women with them. In some cases, they didn't, but they'd marry into the Adamites, and then they would become Israelites. So there are Irish. Some of the Irish are Israelites. but some of them aren't. And, with the Cornish, that's the same case. They were a Celtic tribe. The Picts were not. They were Tubal Cain. They were descended from Tubal Cain. They were the riverbed people who'd go ahead and grab up, place their gold nuggets, and they were the pot and pan people who'd go ahead and make these pots and pans. And nobody really liked them because they cheat people because they were Jews. They were descended from Cain, They were descended from Tubal Cain, who was himself a descendant of Cain. And the Canaanites, they're descended from Ham marrying Naamah, who was this Kenite bitch who was Tubal Cain's sister. So, yeah, you end up having some evil people and dual seed line holes that there was not a worldwide flood. So you end up having these people. And they want to come in, just like Brian Reich. A slant-eyed, Pictish Duke Mamzer wants to come in, and he goes ahead and claims that everybody's a Mamzer but him, including 2 days before he's allowed on for the sixth time at Visser's. And, that's the problem with Visser, is that for my guy, Visser's a criminal himself. And pretty well word out on the street last September is that, he was getting his door kicked in, but not by the FBI, but by the local, county joint drug task force. He got a bunch of money in January, and then around February, here comes this character named Obadiah. And of all the lot of them, I think Obadiah is the most likely to be a Zogbot, because it is the cleverest, twisted little critter that I've ever seen. It's clever. The critter is clever as hell. And, the rest of these people aren't. The rest of these people are not at all clever at all. Anyway, the connection to the server was lost. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and hit put screen. And I'm going to go ahead and hit put screen and then try to save it to Microsoft Paint. Oh, boy. I'm going to go ahead and reconnect to the reconnect to TalkShoe. Someone was bitching that, on my talk shoe that, talk shoe is buggy. PAINT. Okay, here it goes. Ooh, wait a second. Okay. Now, oh darn. Oh. Anyway. Who is Nephilim or Men of Renown? Well, the Milesians and Phoenicians, a lot of them were Israelites, okay? Alright. Okay. Well, I don't consider myself a pope of Christian identity. It's enough for me to be an Archbishop of Missouri, okay? people should not, if you're going to be a service, you shouldn't take yourself too awfully serious, especially in the bowel movement. Let me see. I'm going to go ahead and paste. Okay. Anyway, I went ahead and saved that. Go ahead and get back there. Okay, can we rape our enemies? Well, if you go ahead and look at Deuteronomy chapter 19, you found out that certain women were prisoners of war. What you did is you destroyed all the males. Even if they were white and they didn't give in, they didn't give in to you. If they were white and they surrendered to you, then they were your slaves. If they didn't surrender into you, you killed all the men. You killed all the women who were not virgins, and you went ahead and saved just the women. If you found a woman that you wanted among them, that was part of your spoils. You shave her head, and she could go ahead and mourn the family he's just gone ahead and killed. And yeah, you could go ahead and you could go ahead and have sex with her, and she was your wife. You see, in Christianity, the sexual act is the act, the consummation is the marriage. Now, you're not supposed to go ahead and marry, you know, you're not supposed to have sex with muds. And I don't know where this lie came to where, Dude 19 says nothing about royal rape. Well, if, you know, it says that in Deuteronomy, I can go ahead and look at it. If you want to go ahead and bitch about, you can go ahead and look it up yourself here. I'm just going ahead, since you claim to be the biblical screwer, you can go ahead and look it up yourself. And if you don't like my interpretation of it, that's fine by me. You see, unlike all these other people claiming, you know, to show up, well, I represent the will of Yahweh and you must obey me. And I can go ahead and say it's Judas the Juice who goes ahead and, you know, pulls that crap. Look, if you don't like what I have to say, don't listen to it. If you don't like what you read, don't read it. But then again, there's certain people, they come around, they think they're so clever and they can quibble and do the rest of, you know, do the rest of the silly shit, and I'm going to go ahead and make a fool of myself because guess what? You're so much cleverer than me. Well, look, Uyghur, Jew, whatever, you may be smarter than God, but you're actually dumber than dirt. I have better things to do than argue with you, okay? Anyway, you know, maybe it's not Deuteronomy chapter 19. It might be Deuteronomy chapter 21. In any case, there's always some ass thinks he's ever so clever. Oh, well. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that I don't need to be smarter than every single Uyghur at Goggling Uyghur ass clown. That's sort of like the pisser, and that's sort of like the pig lice. They sort of think that they can go ahead and commit as many crimes as they wish, and that I am obligated to go ahead and prove to my satisfaction every single specification complaint against them. The answer is that the, you know, kindest thing I could do is just round you up, you and your worthless family friend, until you start digging your grave. And then I want you to go ahead and get dug deep enough to suit you. Go ahead and make your prayers. And then shoot you in the back of the head. You don't want a trial from me, Piggy. Because it's going to be a 15-minute trial, but there's going to be about 4 or 5 days of softening you up. You're going to confess anything I want you to confess to. Might have you go ahead and sign a piece of paper. You see, I go ahead and I wear the name Felix Dzerzhinsky with pride. Because Iron Felix, even though, you know, he wasn't a Jew, you know, but he didn't like that Jew pussy and he did serve the Jews. But what he did is he went ahead and destroyed all these mamzers on the top, and some of them were decayed Swedish nobility. And I'll grant you that. They were parasites who didn't know what the hell they were doing. And that's what happened when every empire ends up becoming inbred and silly. It goes ahead and gets destroyed. If you're not able to go ahead and produce something that the rest of the population needs or wants, if you become a parasite, sooner or later, you will be pulled down from where you are and torn up. Now, episode number 12 of the Movement Turd, House of Ahab, had me reading about what happened to the House of Ahab. And it was even harsher than what happened to the House of Saul. But Yahweh does not put up with traitors, with tyrants. Yahweh does not put up with traitors. And that, you know, that is pretty well where do you get these people? And the fact of the matter is that you end up having these Uyghurs and Mamzers and criminals show up, and they end up screwing things up good. Okay? In any case, Frenchman says they were out of my people. And yes, the answer of it is they were essentially were white. The Canaanites were to be exterminated root and branch. There was no talk about raping them at all. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and luckily I have two computers. I do like my Toshibas. But let me see. Where was I at here? I was going to go ahead and look at this thing. Okay. Well, I sort of forgot. I forgot where it was. Anyway, that's why you're being drummed out of the movement. No, dumbass, I'm not being drummed out of the movement. Oh, okay, now I know where I want to go. I wanted to go with Obed Dorker. That sounds like Obed Dorker, 666 here. The question of it is who's going to drum me out of the movement? And you end up having this stupid shit about, you're losing it, Marty. okay. Anyway, yeah, Obed Dorker was yapping this shit, and there was this, character, Pastor Weissman, and I call, Piston Weissmamser. The goofy bastard showed up, and immediately was trying to go ahead and tell me what to do, and I went ahead and made him a moderator and of subforum, and goofy bastard, that wasn't enough for him. He wanted more. He wanted to destroy Visser and have his name changed to, Crusader. So that was fine by me because, hey, I didn't really want to call the bastard a pastor anyway. So I went ahead and changed his name, and he went ahead and deleted all the posts he'd made in his subform. So I went ahead and deleted his subform. They came back, and now he wants his name changed back to Pastor Weissman, and he wants to be made an administrator. Yes, I said, shoot, you do a very good job as a moderator. I said, you have to wait a couple months, and I said, well, why don't you go ahead and form your own forum, free PHPBB forum. And I go ahead and give him a link to where he can set up his own free PHPBB board and be his own little king there. Okay, Pops, get out of my way. And he, with that act of gratitude, he goes ahead and leaves. He comes back whining that, no, just make me an admin because, you really have to be an admin. Just say I'm an admin because I want to destroy Visser. I explain, I don't want to destroy Visser. I mean, Visser's what I traded Len Miller. He's a useful Judas goat. And the characters who show up around Traitor Len Miller are also the goats. So you can go ahead and tell who the goats are. I mean, that's the whole point of pretend to be Traitor Glenn Miller's friend for 4 years. Well, I don't pretend to be Visser's friend no more, but at least, same thing applies here, is that, hey, if you show up around Visser, I assume you're a Zogbot or a traitor or something like that. But anyway, I'm a dorker. This other ass clown. The kingdom is not found in slander and bearing false witness. Well, look, S19. You'll admit to whatever I want here. You won't hear the stupid shit about slander and false witness. You'll want me to go ahead and just shoot you after you've told me whatever the hell you want me to, I want to learn. But anyway, I mean, that's the same sort of thing. I mean, I heard the same sort of thing from you do not term dual side. Well, look, you stupid mamzer. You don't either. Thing about it is that the people who agree with me call me Pastor Winstead, and you Jews and Mamzers and Bell Priests and Zogboss, well, you can go ahead and call me Marty. And if I find out where you call me Marty, I'm molesting Marty, and I find out where you are, you get to go ahead and suffer from pig lice testicle syndrome. The thing about it is I don't worry about who my friends are. All I have to worry about is exterminating my enemies. That's why I like being Christian Identity. Is that, hey, it's open season. 24/7 on you, members. But let me see. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go to time for DFCI to disassociate itself from Winstead completely. And Obed Dorker said, in a recent podcast, Marty said he would torture policemen by feeding their children to them. Oh, yeah. Okay? Well, yeah, I said that for years. Oh, and by the way, Rice Mamzer, he goes ahead, and the goofy bastard, he went ahead and left, and he went over to Pisser Cinder, and him and Obadorker, you know, who I think is a real Zogbot. I mean, Pastor Weissman, I think, is some sort of doofus Polak Mamzer who has an IP address in Chicago. And he's probably some, you know, idiot Polak kid who, from what I gather, you know, they found him too crazy and too goofy, and they kicked him off of VNN forum. And a number of people said, hey, look, you really aren't associated with this Pastor Weissman. I said, well, he might prove useful. Besides, I don't really believe in banning people. And by the way, the goofy bastard could come back, but he's never going to be as Pastor Weissman. And, you know, essentially, if I get around to it, I'll be revealing his email. Same way with Liability Clues and the rest. See, these goofy bastards, they show up, and they think they're the cleverest little things, and they're not. They reveal themselves. Heads up to anyone here who still thinks that they hope for this depraved heretic. Marty Swanders, Christian Davis, tell the most outrageous lies about them in the vilest language imaginable on a daily basis, yet some of them still tolerate him. On another form, one person started a thread in which he's encouraged foul ideas to put their money. You poor thing. What the hell for? Money's not going to repent of his sins and mend his wicked ways. There's not a humble bone in the guy's body as sad as the word he's exiled from his west cap permanently. When was the last time you apologized to someone verbally or in a post for defaming them? When was the last time you knew it was wrong to spew profanity at someone for rightly pointing out to him that he was violating Yahweh's commandments? When was the last time you asked Yahweh to forgive him for cursing Israelites who were made in Yahweh's image? See, that's what gets me. These Mamzers show up. These Quakers, these bell priests, these criminals show up, and just like Obadiah, just like Obadiah, you know, you don't know who the hell they are. They show up, and then they whine about profanity, and they whine about this. Well, guess what? Here comes Visser over on Stumbling, and as many F-bombs as he laid down, he went through about, what, 3 months at least, in 15 minutes. Just on me, I'll say F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And does Obadorker make a big thing about it? No. What was the reason for bitching about this? Answer, hypocrisy. I mean, these people sound just like Clint Downey. And the thing about it is, when me and this Angus fellow found out that she not only was an adulterer because she ran off from the, you know, from the Grand Dragon of Washington State and married the Clyde. But when she found out that, I found out that she was a sexual mascot, you know, the Grand Dragon was pimping her out. And I guess old Mark Downey, the Clyde, found that, I guess he found what was ever used by everybody to be especially good for him. He ran off with her. And what she said was that, oh my God, this was slander. You know, but she didn't go ahead and say it was a lie. She waited a week and a half and then said, well, me and Hengist have spread malicious gossip. And then she guessed. 2 out of 3 people, women, who knocked her out. Now, it could have been more than that because there were a number of women who probably were annoyed that old Clinton Downey was screwing their husbands and boyfriends at the Washington State, you know, Ku Klux Klan meeting. But here she was, just like every caught wire, trying to find out what exactly we have on her. Well, same way with you criminals and bell priests and, you know, Mamzers and the rest here. I don't need to go ahead and prove to your satisfaction that I'm telling the truth about you. Especially if I go ahead and have a pair of pliers. You don't want to go ahead and, you know, you want to go ahead and convince me that I've run you out for everything you got. Look, pig, you can't go ahead and destroy the law and they expect that you're going to go ahead and live to go ahead and torture and steal and murder from your average ordinary citizen. You destroyed my family. Why in the world should I go ahead and respect yours? It's just like old Judas the Juice comes on. Why are you having to say me a Christian brother? You're not a Christian, brother. A, you're not Christian. B, you're not a brother. You're probably a dirty Mamzer. You're speaking loud.
Now, the thing about it is that once you go ahead, you start some shit, you get your ass whooped, that's on you. Don't start something if you can't finish it. Because some of us, we don't have any mercy. And if you want to go ahead and whine that I'm a vindictive, man, you're absolutely right. I'm not someone for you to play with. Okay? In any case. Well, what happens is that, hey, who knows? Maybe this person's enjoying old Clunt. I don't care. The thing about this is I really didn't care. You know, I really wouldn't have cared what Clunt was doing with her twat. I didn't care what she was doing until she went ahead and, you know, got Willie Martin kicked off of Holy Wars. And the fact of the matter is, I wanted Willie to leave Holy Wars, so essentially Clunt probably did me a favor, but I was pissed at Clunt. Well, I didn't know her name was Clunt then. I was pissed at, you know, Debbie Downey Knee Badinsky. Yeah, I went ahead and told my friend Hengist at the time, and he went ahead and betrayed me. I said, hey, look, Hengist, you live up in Washington State. Get me some shit on that bitch. And I don't mean just a few actors. I want a big stinking pile. He found me a big stinking pile. Then after I found out that she was pretty well screwing everybody, after the Klan meeting, she was a sexual mascot, and then Mark Downey went off with her. Well, guess what? I said, hey, you're not no Klan Quayle. Although, I mean, it's not usual that anybody makes their old lady the second command. Women have no business commanding men at all. And that is usually the way it was, you know, at these clubs. But it wasn't that way in Washington State because guess who was the sexual entertainment after the meeting? Well, Clint was. I said, look, Debbie, down in Seattle, down Portland, down wherever. You're not no Klan Quayle. You're the Klan Quant. And the term Quant stuck with her. And as a result, she doesn't believe in acting Christian over at the Sperm Front. Not at all. She's banned every single dual seed like Christian identity, you know, male there, except for my latest little bail priest that I ordained, named Liar Bill DeClueless. Liar Bill's over there whining and pissing and moaning. Essentially, Liar Bill was begging me and John Britton to go ahead and ordain him. Now, looking at this, I knew what I knew now. I obviously wouldn't have ordained him, but even if I knew half of what I knew now, it would have been a good thing instead of just driving 300 miles from St. Louis to Granby, to have him drive 1,500 miles from St. Louis to Idaho and 1,500 miles back. The worthless bastard was going to have betrayed either one of us anyway, sooner or later. He's gone ahead and betrayed Ron Edwards and Tom Robb and the rest. I mean, the character don't have any, you know, the character don't have a brain in his head. He's sort of like a 5-year-old child, morally. You know, he just don't have enough sense to go ahead and, you know, just like this. Richard's a lot more quick and smarter than him. Visser could go ahead and preach a sermon as to how, well, hey, my pecker was caught in the cookie jar, but it wasn't because I was trying to fish out a cookie with it. It was because what happens is that I was blessing it. Yeah, I was blessing it. And Visser will get fucked up just to believe this stupid shit. You know what I mean? In any case, that's why Rick should be sent to FEMA camp. I don't think so. Anyway, no, Visser posts on Stumble, it's just he don't get very far with it. Even though in Gilded, goes ahead and green wrapped him here. You know, there's another Wigger piece of shit. But in any case, Wiggers like Wiggers, Mamsers like Mamsers. But here's why I build the clueless. And I don't know, I sort of think he might very well be a Zogbot. But the idiot, he came down and got what he wanted. I went ahead and ordained him. I went ahead and got out my video camera and took a few pictures. Maybe I'll put it on YouTube, but you know, he's a He's a mump nutted idiot. He sat for about an hour and a half. He didn't, you know, I was going to go ahead and try to teach him internet espionage, but he just didn't bring his own computer. But what he did is I went ahead and worked for about 45 minutes putting up some PowerPoint slide or a PowerPoint thing, his ordination, certificate of ordination. Looked real nice, and I went ahead and printed up 3-4 copies, and, oh, he loved it. He loved it so much. Gave him a copy, printed it on cardstock paper, and he went ahead and saved it real good. Now he's trying to tell me they used it underneath his dog. No lie, Bill. You still got the thing. You know, unless you want to go ahead and give me a videotape of you wiping your ass with it, it's fine by me. But, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, I looked at, I was going to go ahead and look, and I actually want him to send a picture of him down, but he wouldn't go ahead and send a picture down. Oh, you'll see I'm blue-eyed and, you know, white-colored hair. He was. But what he is that he's just a mump, nutty retard. I'm never going to talk about you molesting people because I had two young girls who were after me here for trying to molest them. Huh? Okay, well, whatever. Whatever. Go ahead and give it here. And he was talking, what was him here that he got kicked out of the Air Force? He was an Air Force security for hate crimes or something like that. And he goes ahead, and from what I gather, you know, he has a criminal record. And I don't know. He probably is just another one of these idiot criminals who's always has something on, who shows up, and he pretends to be Christian Eddie. And the guy wasn't too smart, but he didn't seem to please. I have logged on to a Stormfront account. He said, should I quit my Stormfront account? I said, hey, that's up to you, Bill. Well, should I be mean to Downey on it? No, that's up to you, Bill. He goes ahead and says that I told him to hate Downey. I didn't tell him to hate Downey. I feel sort of sorry for Downey. I mean, you guys feel sorry for anybody who went ahead and such a stupid meerkat that he married the sexual mascot of the Washington State Klansman who's totally pussy whooped and acts like a meerkat. I mean, you know, Oak Hunt, way back in the summer of 2003, had him send me an email, and it was about the most invasive email, and I read it, and all I could get out of it is that if I went up to Port Orchard, Washington, to whip his ass and yell at him and beat the crap out of him, he was going to fight me, you know, if I cornered him. Well, yeah, probably you would. I mean, even around, by chance, you cornered him. I'm not going to go all the way up to Washington to deal with Downey. Well, at the time, he was big buddies with this guy named Larry Blanchard, who was a sort of one seed lobby, who started out as a Methodist minister and wanted to convert all these, Portuguese or Filipino mamzers to that. And that's what old Andy Anderson came in. He hated dual seed line, Chris Andetti. And I've shown think to where essentially, they declared war on Clifton Emheiser in 1997 because he supposedly declared war on them. That's what Clifton Emheiser said in one of Think's Monday night programs. So, in any case, all the stupid crap that, Liability Clueless is saying is easily disproven. I mean, Liability Clueless, he can't go ahead and deny the fact that, it wouldn't matter how much I supposedly begged him. He's the one that came 300 miles from Florissant, Missouri to Granby to be ordained by me. And then he left. And what he did is he went ahead and I had him go ahead and I drew it up on my forum. You know, ordination of, William Shaw DeClue. I had him send a copy to, the sperm front. He wasn't too thrilled by it, but what was he going to say? I mean, you know, Liability has about all the moral integrity of a wet noodle. He went ahead and did it. He didn't look too thrilled about it, but he was like, should I quit the sperm front? I said, well, I don't know. Maybe they won't even let you go in here because old Clark's going to have a ringtail fit. So's her little meerkat. And sure enough, Clunter Meerkat, and he went ahead and he whined, oh, I would have gone with Downey if he'd paid attention to me. So, here I am. I guess I ordained him because I paid attention to him. I'm wondering what the hell's going on. Well, the idiot went ahead and used my brand new Toshiba to log on to Storefront. And about a week later, you know, this was after the Wednesday, when I figure out he's a rat, I go in there and I signed him up for a Gmail account and a Facebook account, and I'm going ahead and say, I'm going ahead and changing the passwords. So guess what? Now I got liability clues from Gmail account, and I have liability clues from Facebook account. You know, now Pastor Winston is looking at liability clues from Gmail account, Facebook account, and I go ahead and go to Spurfront, and guess what? Up pops up Chaplain Bill. And generally, oh my god, this is good shit. I immediately went ahead and started reading his private messages. I read the secret moderator account over at Spurfront. I'm just shitting it high top now. I think, well, what happens when I wire bill the clues goes ahead and finds out that, you know, he logged on when I'm not supposed to be on there, so I go ahead and go to the other computer and, you know, and go ahead and log off. Then, you know, then I see that liability clues still on there. So liability doesn't know anything about it. So for the next 2.5 months, I go ahead on one computer, log in on my spy account on Spurfront, and then, you know, I only get on when liability clues is on. Then I stick underneath them, and I go ahead and read his private messages and copy his emails. Oh, what goes down to is old liability clues was having a fight with old old Mark Downey and Clunt, because Clunt, you know, essentially I sort of thought that Don Black was tired of Clunt, because Clunt made Christian Danzig, you know, made him, you know, in shit with all the dual seed miners. But the fact of the matter is that Clunt, you know, Clunt and Downey's pulling this crap is fine with, it's fine with the rest of them, you know what I mean? It's fine with these lying bastards. The liability, you know, that Clunt runs wild. The Clunt does whatever the hell she wants to do. Fine with them at all here. So, Clunt goes ahead, you know, Clunt can do whatever the hell she wants to. And get away with it. Well, guess what? Why am I not surprised? Essentially, Spurfront is a Zog Fall Frontier organization, just like VNNF is. You know, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised when these people do what they do. Don't be surprised at all. They do what they do because they are what they are. By the way, I went ahead and lost TalkShoot chat again. Lucky me, huh? I'm going to have to go ahead and, log back on. Oh, boy. Talk shoes buggy. Okay, I got it back. In any case, so are these people Zog bots? And the answer is yes, they're loyal to Zog. Does it mean that they're the A team? And the answer is no, they're not. Liability clues, I mean, he's about as dumb as they come. Does he have any morality? No. Is he a liar? Yeah. Is he a total thief that thinks that just because he wants something that it should happen? Yes. But on the other hand, it's just like every other little possum, they'll do that here. Well, same with Visser. I mean, everybody, you know, the word out of the street was he got caught. He got caught, you know, using meth here, and I had a meth head. Well, guess what? I go ahead and look on his own Pisser channel over on YouTube, and what I see is the Gant skull face that's associated with meth goobers. You see that he has a scarred face. He looks scant, just like all these other meth heads are. Now, who am I supposed to believe? Me? Or, you know, or Visser or my lying eyes? The answer is I believe my lying eyes. But, yeah, he ends up getting a whole bunch of money. Well, it came to from tithes. Well, he said in the previous program, somebody finally tithed. And the reason I didn't use it before is that I shouldn't use all this money I have. Why, Brooks, Georgia is the richest place in Georgia. No, it ain't. It's one of the poorest places. It's 90% nigger. Well, yeah, the FI, well, everybody's adept at spying meth heads. You go ahead and see someone who ends up, you know, showing a human skull to you. You know, he's either suffering from AIDS or he's suffering from meth. I don't think the Pisser's suffering from AIDS, at least not yet. This was 2008. In any case, yeah, Matt Ott Zogbot. Anyway, these people show up. He shows up and he's giving me a dog and pony show about, well, he finally decided to get a tithe here and he's gonna go ahead and spend this money on this brand new server. And this is a brand new server. Well, I even put on your movement terms, 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, he didn't put on number 5, and he put on the rest of them. He went ahead and, you know, lied that, you know, Brian Wright, Billy Wood was one of my sock puppets. He's still lying that's my sock puppet. I haven't been on Pisser's forum ever since, well, about a couple weeks before we finally, you know, me and Six Killer got kicked off. You know, Six Killer, he wanted to get on there. He wanted to go ahead and get on there, and pretty well just, you know, piss him off here. And, well, hey, if you want to do that, you go ahead and do that, John. I'm going to try to stay on so I can go ahead and get the numbers of these posts. Well, I found out how to get the numbers of these posts without getting on. And in any case, I'll let the Pisser worry about whether or not I have some Zogbots of my own, you know, spying on them. Yeah. I'm not going to say I do or do not have a presence over at Pisser Cinder. But, you know, this Brian Wright, he's gone ahead and claimed that was my sock puppet. He'd been on there and claimed that everybody, you know, was a mamzer except him. What, you know, 2 days before he let him on, here's Brian Wright claiming that Visser's a mamzer. Too. And Visser puts up with that crap. Why is that? An answer? Yeah, I don't know. I bet that these two were both criminals, and I bet that they were in the same prison. And, you know, I mean, there's some belief that this, you know, I call him Idiot Father of Six, you know, Hybrid Niggers, is believed to be one of Visser's old prison guards or something. So, in any case, no, you end up having all these criminals. And these criminals get in, you know, and, you know, they spy. And that's pretty well why I'm pretty well convinced that Visser got the money for the brand new server. He got the money for the brand new server from Zog. Zog's paying him. Okay? Anyway, he had the shitty server for years. If you go ahead and do a search of the servers, he had all these free servers, and eventually what he ended up doing, and there's a post. He went ahead and put this post on the Library of Congress. He had to use all these free servers. He eventually went with the Library of Congress. And now he gets all this money. He's taking them off the links to the Library of Congress. Oh, by the way, he went back to his old PHPB free form, and he went ahead and changed my name to Martin Linseed. And essentially what he does is he tries to go ahead and destroy the money. Now, how do you get the Zog bucks? Well, hey, just go ahead and commit a crime and get caught here. Okay, now I remember what I wanted to do is I was going ahead and mention this guy named Dave Hall. Dave Hall was a meth head. The FBI essentially told them that he'd go ahead and get off free if he spied Ray Redfern. And he did. And they ended up writing a book about it. This guy named Grimey
alerted me to it. It's on the Discovery Channel, you know, one of the Discovery Channels. And this Dave Hall, oh, I hated Christian. I hated this racism. I hated this. I hated that. You know, he was a biker. Ray Redford, let him in. And a couple people went to prison. And there were a lot. There was a lot of harsh words to Ray Redford. Why do you let this criminal in? And that's the same thing. There's no point in having all these criminals come in. And then you don't know who they are. You don't know who their name is. Well, they're known to me. Well, okay. Maybe they're known to you, but they ain't known to me. And they don't get to tell me what to do. So anyway, with this Don Delaney, you know, with this pro thing, I think Kurt Maynard is absolutely correct. This is all false front. And for all this talk, well, I did this 9/11 links program with nothing more than a laptop. Well, guess what? You end up having this Jew, or you admit Turkey Mamzer, and you believe we're going to go ahead and let and all these Mamzers, and they're going to go ahead and be our faithful drawers of wood, and, you know, drawers of water and hewers of wood. Well, shit, you're no damn different than all these here, you know, than all these Republicans who end up bringing in all these beaners to do the same thing, or these niggers. Back in the days of the old plantations here, they were a bunch of race traders too. And so are you. So why are you associating? Why are you associating with these people? You know, Bill, I mean, it's up to you to who you associate with. I can't tell you what to do. You know, but, you know, the point of the matter is that, shoot, we don't want these people. We don't consider them to be our brothers. And if they go ahead and call me a child molester, it's because that is where their brains come to. They don't like me. They know that I sniff them out. I have no use for them. So where do we get these people? Where do we get these Ogbots? The answer of it is most of them are criminals. Generally, a true liberal, wigger, faggot here, Jew, you know, cannot stand talking to me here. I mean, I had these two Missouri Highway Patrolmen, and for some reason they were easing away from me, you know, because I guess they figured out I might be able to sniff them out. I'd agreed with one of them that, no, there was no need to go to Norm Olson's Third Continental Congress. He agreed with that, and then he showed up. And then he sent Bradley Glover and a few other fools to prison. And they rolled up the Missouri 20, started out with 20, had a trial with about, 12 or 13 of them. They had a second, the first trial was declared a mistrial because, the judge, one of the jurors was, a big buddy of the prosecutor or the judge, so they had to redo the trial. And at the end of it, seven of them went to prison. These Missouri Highway Patrol rolled them up. And looking back on it, you had people who were taking videotapes, and be it at Gadsden at the militia meeting or anywhere else, these snakes, for some reason, they're very good at avoiding a camera. Don't trust these people. If they don't act right, it's because they ain't right. They don't belong among us. And they certainly don't belong among us if they're talking universalism. You will see blind Christianity is not a universalist religion. We don't let everybody in. Some people discriminate. In many cases, you're a small two or three family congregation, you discriminate against anybody, including white people, who you don't know anything about. And what I'm trying to do is go ahead and upgrade some of the better one seed line churches to where they understand dual seed line. And that's what we're trying to go ahead and bring back. Not bring back, you know, a sort of Roman Catholicism to where you let everybody in. This is not, you know, Christian identity is not a universalist religion. It's, you know, now, on the other hand, on my 10,000 Warlords project, I have nothing against white people, you know, using as a sword and a shield the principles of dual seed line Christian identity to exterminate Jews, Mamzers, and Wiggers who support Zog. You got to understand that Zog has always been. Always been. Now, I mean, this is not the third Zog. No, this is not the first Zog. This is really the third Babylon. The first one was in the days of Genesis chapter 6. The second one, in the days of Nimrod reigning to now. The third one, the final one, it's sort of like Daniel 2:44. It says they're going to mix the seed of men. And that's pretty well as good a description of Zog as any I've ever seen. In any case, what I'm trying to go ahead and say, we're going to be both a winger and a mamzer, a whamzer, or these things mutually exclusive, yeah. You know? Yeah. Or burly gay with the S&M leather. Well, you don't want these people. I mean, here was this idiot father of six making a big deal about Brian Wright. And I'm saying, well, look, idiot father of six, chances are you three of your spawn are female. You know, Brian Wright, Billy Wood coming with his prison tats on his motorcycle is not good news. Not good news at all. Do you really want your daughter going ahead, even if it's a wigger, you know, a meth head wigger, you know, prison tats and the rest, do you really want your daughter associating with creatures like that? The answer is not if you have any sense. That's why I end up calling him idiot father of six. He didn't much care for Brian Wright, but now they're all associated together. And that's what's over on Piss or Cinder. It's just nothing but Zogbots. They're bitching that, that some posters don't show up and, well, they're siding with Linstead and they need to pay for that. And the answer is no, they're not necessarily siding with me either. But on the other hand, I don't go ahead and, insist upon anything. I had a friend who decided that, you know, he's not going to go ahead and support me on my Obongo lawsuit, and I explained to him, you don't need to worry about it. I never asked you to support on my Obongo lawsuit. What I do with my Obongo lawsuit is up to me. You're not mentioned, you know, you're not mentioned as a plaintiff. So, I mean, essentially I've done everything I need to do on my Obongo lawsuit and all by myself. So this ain't really a matter of your concern at all. I think I know what I'm doing. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But still it's not a matter of your concern. But on the other hand, you're still my friend, even though we don't agree on this stuff. You see, I don't tell people what to do. I might explain what they should do, but I don't tell them what to do. And if you don't like, I've been the one who's been all together for decentralization. I've been the one who's been all together for not letting Zog know who you are. I don't go chasing after these people, you know, these 30-some people in Newton and McDonald County, telling them what to do. You know, if they know of me, I know of them, but, you know, I don't want to know of them. Generally, unless I really need to know who you are, I'd just assume not know who you are. Now, if you're one of my enemies, I certainly want to know who you are. But, anyway, with Trader Glenn Miller. Trader Glenn Miller is another criminal. In order to go ahead and avoid being sent to prison, here he is declaring war on Zog, and what does he do? He accepts $250,000, according to him, from the order. Where do you think they got that money from? Does he think that this was a tie that they got from agriculture? No. Seriously, I mean, if somebody goes ahead and hands you a brown paper bag or two or a grocery bag full with $100, you know, with a bunch of Franklins, you know, I mean, anybody with a bit of brain should wonder, well, where did that money come from? So then the question of it is whether you take it or not. Now, some people took it, and they may have used it to good effect. You know, allegedly, that's what William Pierce did. He supposedly got $400,000. But there were some people who thought, well, hey, William Pierce is a Zogbot because now the FBI knows he got the money here, and they can take away his property and send him to prison, and that's why they have to do it. Or, like,
Dr. Bob Millar in Halloween City. He didn't get any money, but essentially he went ahead and he helped Rat Frisog because he didn't want to be Wacoized. He didn't want them coming in tanks and killing them. So Zog knew that Timothy Zay was coming, and that's probably what I'm going to go ahead and do a show about is on April 19th. So like Red Mike Vanderkike, Red Mike Vanderbogus. He's a Zogmite. He's an SPLC militia general. He was snooping around with the Tri-State Militia. He's making a big deal about Crazy Willie Lampley. Oh, Willie Lampley, I mean, he was known as Crazy Willie, and he was known as not too mentally stable, but, you know, he was a genuine article, but he wasn't too smart. And he ran his mouth, and him and his wife and a couple of his friends went to prison. And I met this John Parson. He's bragging about how he only got a use warning in December of 1995 about how he only got 45 seconds on ABC. I'm mad as hell. Why are you around people snitching each other out here? I thought we were against the government. And this Texas militia general said, well, you calm down, Lucy, calm down. Well, in many cases, a lot of them are serious felons and druggies. If they're quiet people, you know, who have been railroaded, and some of them have been railroaded. But what they do is they don't go ahead and talk stupid shit about how they're going to beat somebody up or do some other stupid crap. They're going to show up at your door for an honor court beat town with a rack and pain. You know what I mean? Anyway, no, this John Parsons was known. He pretty well admitted in 1996 that he was collecting money, $1,776. For not only ratting out Crazy Willie, but for spying on the rest of the militia movement. And then here comes Red Mike from the Tri-State Militia, his fellow colonel in there. And Red Mike goes ahead and disavows Parsons. But this bitch named Pam Beasley, who was screwing Parsons along with somebody else. You know, I mean, some of the tales of the militia movement sounds a lot like Peyton Place. You know, I can go on for hours and hours and hours. I did for 5 hours on William Fink's show one time. You know, I didn't even cover more than a tenth of it. But you end up having these criminals. And Red Mike, he ain't exactly a criminal. I think he's a Jew. He's certainly a communist. I ended up giving him the name Red Mike. What does he do? 2-3 weeks ago, the week before I go up to file. He's writing about throwing bricks through people's windows, through Democrat Congress windows. Why is he in jail? He has all these, he shows himself having all these machine guns. And a friend of mine named Mike Kemp, somebody gives him a gun. He has to spend a year in jail over that stupid shit. Red Mike don't spend a minute. He's an FPLC militia general. He's an Asian provocateur. And you have these characters. In the case, I mean, I'm pretty sure this Mike Delaney smells like Agent Provocateur. He is sci-fi Faber and the rest of them here. Sci-fi was, you know, big buddies with Hal Turner. Now, some of us were saying, well, sci-fi is too freaking stupid. Well, how smart do you have to be an Agent Provocateur? The answer is not very smart. I think this liability clueless. I think he's a little zogged by, even though he's such an idiot. I mean, I was worried that he might have put something on my computer, but I looked and I didn't see nothing. Even though I was going ahead and spying about what was going on Sperm Front. But on Sperm Front, guess what? Clunk gets to run wild. Now they're keeping her on the background because, well, they have her little, you know, hubby, Clud. Everybody else on Sperm Front don't get to use the clan title except Clud. You know what I mean? Now that's what old chapped ass liability clues claimed to be. He claimed to be the Clud here. I essentially think what he is, what he's doing is that he's a low level snitch. He's a low level snitch who goes ahead and betrays people on there. So don't pay attention. Keep these people from, you know, arm's length. If you don't need to know them, don't have nothing to do with them.
avoid these people. Because the vast majority of these people who show up are really nothing more than criminals. And they're criminals who end up being used. I remember when I was a kid reading about these famous dissenters in Russia. And one of them, you know, he was hungry. His family was starving. And the KGB went ahead and put a loaf of bread in a wagon. And he went ahead and he looked around and he went ahead and took that loaf of bread, took it home to his family, and they ate it. Well, a week later, he's rounded up by the KGB. And he's told, we know that you stole people's, you stole state property. You're going to get 20 years in the gulag unless you go ahead and spy on them. And that's what he did, is he went ahead and spied on them. They did the same thing in East Germany. And they're doing the same thing in Zong. So when you hear somebody talking about, you know, how tough he is, and that, you know, he's been a tough criminal or something like that, chances are there are no such thing as tough criminals. They're not somebody who went ahead, they're not, you know, these people are not Dillinger. These people, in many cases, they're people you shouldn't trust here. Trader Glenn Miller, he ratted out people. He ratted people out. And if you associate with known traitors and informants and criminals, what does that make you? Normal people do not associate with traitors and criminals and known rats, unless they're rats themselves. That's what gets me with this Ashkenazi activist. He makes a big deal about Trader Glenn Miller's campaign. Well, guess what? It's pretty well got all the thing it's going to do. He can go ahead and spend $6,000. He can spend $6,666.66 on radio ads. But as a write-in candidate, he's not going to get more than a couple hundred votes. He's already gotten on Howard Stern. He's already got on a few other places. Howard Stern and what was the other Jew? Alan Combs. So, well, Michael Collins, he knew I had government agents. Well, he checked Trump. He shot him. You know what I mean? I mean, if you want to go ahead, yeah, that's what I was wondering here. Where did he get the money? His lips up. Well, guess what? Where did you get the money to feed your Jew, blazing buffalo wings at this restaurant? I mean, where does this Jew come in? Well, okay, he's not a Jew. He's a Turk. He's a Turkish Mamzer of some sort, and you want to bring a whole bunch of Mamzers in. I should have hung up sooner, because it wasn't until, here's Obi Dorker going ahead as a Wigger criminal, going ahead and getting down on Delaney for bringing in all these Mamzers. So, the thing about it is that you go ahead and, in many cases, you associate with these people. You know, the Zog just brings these people in here. And they've been trying to go ahead and bring people in. Get Randy Weaver. But Randy Weaver wasn't a criminal. He resisted. He resisted spying on Butler's Aryan Nations. Although, for all practical purposes, there wasn't anything worth spying on. Rick Spring was going ahead selling to the SPLC and the One People Project. All the people want to go ahead and sign up for the Aryan Nations ministry. I mean, wouldn't it have been a whole lot better if you really want to support Butler, just go ahead and send him $20 cash for a postal money order? Why do you have to be something? And the answer is that they want to go ahead and be something. You know what I mean? Anyway, I don't mind, Delaney being that, but Delaney wants to go ahead and bring in all these Mamzers. He's dealing with this character who isn't, white. And here he is bitching to me about something. I wasn't quite sure. I tried to go ahead and apologize to Delaney. I said, maybe we don't have a fight. Well, I went ahead and looked afterwards at the blog post he was, and essentially I went ahead and just reposted something Kurt Maynard said. But guess what? Kurt Maynard's a Mamzer. He's a Mamzerizer. He screws Maynardesses. He got screwed for it. And you can't all dare trust Kurt Maynard.
because, you know, afterwards, while I was trying to be nice to him, get him on Sunderland, you know, the bastard goes ahead, and here's some Eastern Balkanoid Mamzer, call me Pastor Dzerzhinsky, he can't even spell my name right, and bitching about William Fink. And William Fink told me about why he was in prison, especially as a policeman. He supposedly exceeded in corruption, murdering this Puerto Rican, you know, criminal. Well, I don't give a shit if he killed a Puerto Rican criminal. I wouldn't say murder because, shoot, to me, a Puerto Rican is just an animal, so he didn't murder anybody. Okay? But that said, look, you know what I mean? The true dual seed like Christian Identity Church is not going to go ahead and allow a whole bunch of criminals, a bunch of mamsers, a bunch of wiggers, you know, a bunch of zogbots in there, because essentially they're just two or three family congregations. So I would fight with Visser, or just fight with anybody else, it's not going to accomplish anything. Because there's nothing above ground really to spy on. Well, what am I supposed to do? Go glance over at Fink's? Have Fink look at me? And then go look over at Eli James and have Eli James look at me? And then, you know, glance over at James Wickstrom and have James Wickstrom look at me? What happens right now, me and the pisser, I read his form, he reads my form. You know, essentially, we are talking to each other. It's just that we're not talking to each other face to face. But with all these four or five people, well, where's the rest? You know, where's the rest of the, you know, Christian Identity? The answer is there's probably 7 million, you know, several million who know all about Christian Identity. I think just as in days of Elijah, when there were 3 million Israelites, and 7,000 of them didn't bow their knee to Baal, I think in a day when there's 300 million Zoglings and 150 million Quiggers is at least 777,000 of them do not bend their knee to Baal either. That's the better part of a million. So, how does, if you're not able to go ahead and see this, how does whatever I do, William Fink does, Eli James does, James Wickstrom does, or even the pisser does, how does that affect the several million who know about Christian Identity and the several hundred thousand who are somewhat active in it? How does that affect them? The answer is, it don't. They can go over William Fink's forum at Public Library with a thumb, And go ahead and, reveal whatever they want to. You know, I mean, I'm quite sure Zog goes ahead and keeps track of people. You know, they do keep track over the Neosho Library of who's on this forum, who's on wherever. But on the other hand, if you have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people downloading it here, well, how are you going to go ahead and convict any of them here? You see, Zog, for all the number of people in prison, Zog is scared. Zog is scared shitless. Because you have millions of people who have lost their jobs, who have lost their pensions, who don't have anything else to lose, and who might very well be pissed off to where they go ahead and kill Zoglings. And the purpose of the above-ground dual-seed-line Christian Identity clergy is to tell them that it is okay to kill Zoglings. That it's okay to kill regime criminals. It's okay to torture them and rape them and do whatever the hell you want to them. It's okay to skim alive. It's okay to go ahead and send their spawn to a wood chipper and feed it to them, you know, when they're blinded and castrated. It's okay to do whatever the hell you want to the enemies of Christian Israel and to the enemies of Yahweh. It is okay to do whatever you want to. And by going ahead and claiming, if you're white,
the white man's racial hate religion. Dual seed like Christian Daddy, and you do whatever the hell you want to him, Yahweh isn't going to be mindful. Now, on the other hand, I must say, don't get caught. Up to a point. See, things are going to get really bad, and there's going to be a time when you don't have any choice but to go ahead. Here come the pigs. They know you are food. They're going to go ahead and take it away from you and kill you. You don't have any choice but to go ahead and kill them. That's why I like to go ahead, and if I think of it, I urge you to go over to Terrell Covington's Northwest Front and download his very well-made podcast. Now, even if you don't intend to go to Montana or Idaho or Oregon or Washington, some of the things he says makes a good deal of sense. And, Harold Covington isn't a Zogbot. You know what I mean? If he was a Zogbot, he'd be living a lot better than what he is. You know what I mean? Now, I don't agree 100% with Harold Covington. But I'm sort of allied with him. And I'm not going to go ahead and give a hard time, to Covington. But some of the things he said makes perfect good sense. And you ought to go ahead and read it. And what happens is that you'll be spending a lot less time with him than you will with me, because I'm a lot more long-winded. And I don't bother to clean up my broadcast. I just grip it and rip it here. Totally, me and Carol Cumter are two totally different men here. But what he had to say, especially about his last program, about spies and Asian provocateurs, you ought to go ahead and listen here, because that's exactly who this Hunter Reed militia was set up by. That's why I'm glad to get rid of old Pastor Weissmanser. Because the man wasn't, he's a Polack kid. He might have been a Mamser. He was a total shithead. Total idiot loudmouth. And I'm glad he's over at Pissers. I don't believe in banning people. But essentially, the goofy bastard, he didn't have a bit of sense or loyalty or anything. All he wanted was whatever you could give him. And when I didn't give him what he wanted, I went ahead and looked and found out that he'd gone ahead and deleted the last couple posts as best he could, because he was no longer a moderator. He ran over to Vissers. Now, Livstead wants to go ahead and murder millions of people. Look, I'm not able to murder millions of people. I'm not able to murder 10 people right now, much less millions. The only way people can go ahead and claim that I'm out to murder them is if they go ahead and they listen to what I have to say and think, hey, guess what? It's time to deal with Zoglings. It's time to deal with Zogboss. Well, let me tell you, the time ain't now, because Zog is all powerful, but it's falling apart. When I tell you that, that things are falling apart and they're not very good, and Zog is going to be destroyed, just like in Revelation chapter 18, I'm not lying to you. Everything I say, you can go ahead and see in the pages of history, if you look at history, and I look at history quite a bit. Or you look at the Bible, and you can see that it's going to happen. Zog isn't going to be around. So you got to wonder about people who worry about the spawn of pigs, who worry about the spawn of regime criminals, who worry about the spawn of evildoers. Because even though we are Israel, we're also Zog. Just like in the first Zog Babylon. The Adamites were the Adamites. But Yahweh didn't drown the niggers. Yahweh didn't drown the chinks. Yahweh didn't drown the obedient Israelites who moved to Europe and scattered out like he told them to. He only drowned the disobedient Adamites, who were all clustered around because they had to go ahead and live a cosmopolitan life around each other. And I have no doubt that probably Noah had no choice but to marry his first cousin, because guess what? There probably wasn't any unmiscegenated Israelite pussy at the time. You know what I mean? That very well may have happened. They may have passed laws, but guess what? You have to have sex with demons. You have to have sex with, you know, chinks. You have to have sex with niggers. You have to have, you know, I mean, I went to this rummage sale. I went to this rummage sale. I came to it late. I usually like buying books of this Neosho rummage sale. And I see so many freaking beaners. I even seen a good looking wigger slut. Blonde haired. Probably blue eyed. I don't know. But you see fewer and fewer blondes with blue eyes anymore. But here she was with a dark Negro looking beaner. I was almost tempted to go ahead and run over him here, even though, you know, freaking Geo, that wouldn't have worked. You know? But that's what gets me, is that since I gotten out here, it used to be that women with, you know, wigger sluts with niggers and beaners used to have the grace to look ashamed. And now they don't even have the grace to look ashamed at a freaking Walmart. They don't. I remember, 5 years ago, went up to Walmart in Lamar, and they just opened it. And the place looked like, you know, I was going, why is this place such a great Walmart? Why do I like it? And then I remembered I didn't see a single freaking beaner or nigger in the Lamar Walmart. Now, they may have them now. There's beaners in Alaska. You can't have a day without a Mexican in the Zogland anymore. You know what I mean? You can't have it. So, this has happened before, and you got to realize is that, guess what? Yes, we're the Israelites who have gotten our birthright. But now we have enjoyed the racial alien, and he has brought himself very high, and now we are very low. And you got to wonder, why in the world does anybody have anything good to say about Zog? About this situation, about how these people are innocent? The spawn of a regime criminal is not innocent. A regime criminal has put his family, by going ahead and doing his best to destroy all of Israel, he has put his family onto the death pile. He is a terror who has put himself onto the death pile for burning. There should be no mercy for regime criminals. Now, I don't go over there and threaten these people. They know I hate them. And, you know, when things get rough, I might very well be the first one rounded up. That's what I was trying to tell my friend. I'm not trying to live forever. I might very well be the first one rounded up. I mean, it's somewhat of an honor that I was taken out of circulation for 3.5 years. And the reason I think that I was turned loose is because Yahweh willed it. In many cases, it might have been simply because, you know, unlike other people here, because let's say you go ahead and you destroy the revolutionary brains. Say you go ahead and destroy, like Dog is trying to do, is destroy the revolutionary brains. You destroy the revolutionary brains, this revolution is going to occur anyway. But guess what? Who would you rather have? On the other side, someone like me? Or someone like Paul Pot? I guess there was some thinking is that maybe Martin Lindstedt can be negotiated with, and after all, we do have his grandchildren. But I can't do anything about my grandchildren. I miss them. I have not seen them for 6 years and 2 days now. Okay? I really love them. But if I found out that they were having sex with beaners and niggers, I'd have a duty to destroy them for their racial sins. Nobody gets a free pass. So, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I think I went ahead and covered Trader Glenn Miller. If you associate with Trader Glenn Miller, knowing he's a traitor, there's a reason for it. You're either a fool or a criminal and a traitor, or both. There's no sense to have anything good to say about Trader Glenn Miller. Now, I was sort of nice to him.
because I wanted to keep an eye on them, out on them. I mean, the entire 4 years that I pretended to be buddy-buddy with them, and, yeah, I went ahead and cleared it with Loose Bleem, and I had to work real hard to clear it with David Cacciolame. I pretend to be his buddy, and the reason of it is that he'd go ahead and then, you know, tell me, well, you know, Martin Lister will vouch for me. Yeah, Martin Lister will vouch for you. Martin Lister went ahead and told the journalist that you were a liar, a thief, and a traitor. Nobody trusted you, and, you know, that you're trying to get back in the movement. You know what I mean? You know, wasn't until I was running, wasn't until I was going ahead and tell what a big piece of shit he was on BNF. You know, but I was trying to get him run for U.S. Senator. You know, and I'm pretty sure that Wickersville Williams and Rod Doggett ratted me out. And old Trader Glenn Miller on the second Thursday, Thursday of March 2004. I remember that because I was trying to watch Survivor. I like watching Wiggers and Mamsers. It's like, at least be honest, decent Wiggers and open Mamsers trying to screw each other. You know what I mean? I like seeing that. But, you know, at least, you know, everyone's trying for $1 million, so they act like total skunks. And then some of the deluded ones talk about how they played the game honorably. Well, ain't no way to play that game honorably. I mean, St. Francis of Assisi would probably be the fourth one voted out. First one voted out if he was weak. But, in any case, you know, look, unless you have a good reason, you know, because you're doing some counter-spying on these people, you have no business being with them. You certainly have no business saying anything highly of them. I had nothing good to say about Trader Glenn Miller. That's why I pretend to be his buddy. You know, I mean, that master was sneaking around. He was trying to get in the Reform Party. He was trying to get everywhere. He's still a rat and a snitch in Southwest Missouri. He's like a mole leper who's trying to rub his dirty, stinking sores on everybody. You know what I mean? That's what he likes to do. In any case, you know, Trader Glenn Miller, you know, the rest of them here. Kurt Maynard is no danger. I mean, shit, I don't think he's even in danger to Mestizos here because, shit, you know, that little Mamser bitch from my gather screwed him over. You know, but, Kurt Mayer himself admitted he screwed up. You know, nobody listens all the Kurt. You know, I listen to him because, hey, you know, he's like a slime, he finds a truffle. I don't trust the bastard. You know, I think he got inverse male telegamy. Telegamy is when the female screws these non-white males and the rest of her spawn's ruined. Well, I think he got inverse male telegamy. He ended up getting some of this Mamser pussy on his dick here. It screwed up his little brain. That's what's done. I'm thinking of writing me a book here. It's a takeoff of Frankenstein. I'm calling it Frankenwigger. Dichter von Frankenwigger. About how old Dichter is a young engineering student. He goes ahead and he meets a Hester Kikus, and you know, just like the succubus, he goes ahead and spawns 666 Jew Mamser droves like Doomsday. And what he has to do is just like old Victor von Frankenstein, old Dichter von Frankenwigger has to go ahead and, you know, knock off all these Jew droves, these spawns here as a result of selling themselves the spunk here, you know, from a fork tug, you know, succubus, you know, an Esther cactus, you know. Anyway, it was just a funny thing here. Dichter von Frankenwigger. Anyway. I might be able for the April 19th go ahead and reveal my the Manchurian Oswald right buttock about how the Phineas Priest and the Christian Dante tried to insert a microchip in Tim McVeigh's right buttock and fight with the microchip in the left buttock here. Anyway, this is April 19th week here, so I think I'm going to go ahead and have some fun. But the thing about it is you don't associate with criminals. because Zog has control over them for the rest of their lives. Now, you can be nice to them. You can help them out. But don't let them tell you what to do. Don't let them define, you know, don't let them go ahead and define dual seed line Christianity, you know, dogma. And the reason that they end up having the Genesis 315 enmity against them is because there's a reason for it here. Their chances are they are Mamzers. But at the very least, criminals who know dang well that I'm not going to let them in. I'm not going to let them in. Not on my watch. So, the thing I went ahead and covered Red Mike Vanderkuyt, I mean, don't do stupid shit like throwing windows through Congress critters' doors. If you're gonna go ahead and shoot Congress critters, shoot Congress critters, but don't throw damn no bricks through their windows. Right now I wouldn't even be bothering talking about shooting any of them here. You know, the bastards know that they're a bunch of thieves, and they know they deserve whatever the hell they get because they're a bunch of traitors. But then again, I mean, 90% of Uyghurs you meet are just Uyghurs. You can't trust them. You know, the Uyghur that's going to be more dangerous to you isn't your Congress critter. It's the Uyghur that you have next door. It's the Uyghur who's, you know, claims to be your own brother. Keep an eye. You know, don't worry so much about your enemies. Keep an eye on your friends who do not measure up and who you cannot trust. And just remember, you can pick your friends, but you can't, in many cases, you can't pick your family. And you ought to know what sort of family you have. If they're not any good, get the hell away from them. Have nothing to do with them. Yeah, you can pick your friends. You can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose. Well, guess what? Don't have nothing to do with people you can't, you know, that you know something about and can't trust. Don't have nothing to do with them. You don't need to shoot them. You just need to get away from them. Just like Robert Friend said, is that 60% of the people, you know, in the Zogland are goofy bastards who, generally they're usually harmless as long as you have nothing to do with them here. And looking back on it here, I wish I'd had nothing to do with the pisser, and I wish I'd had nothing to do with Sci-Fi Faber. So as a result, I'm not getting down on Gerald O'Brien, I'm not getting down on Paul Millett, because in most cases, you know, I don't agree with what they do, but there's some idiots who want to go ahead and send them $25, well, go send them $25. Nothing to me. I don't see what it's going to do, but hey, you go do what you want to do. Of course, you're smarter if you don't send them anything. Keep the $25. Go ahead and go buy you some chicken patties or something here. You'd do a lot better good for the white race if you go ahead and make sure that you have enough to eat. I don't want your money, okay? China right, I've never heard of any China right. You know what I mean? Yeah, the king who brought in with activism voting and bricks through the window. Yeah, that's not going to happen. You know what I mean? Anyway. From what I gather, you go ahead and read that Jesus was an apostle several times. They were hiding from Jews. They knew the Jews were out to get them. So they decide just to go ahead and just stay indoors and make themselves scarce a couple of times. So, sometimes it pays to go ahead and let the Jews do what they're doing here. See, there's a lot of Jews. They're scared shitless. I went ahead and posted this thing from this guy named Jew. And essentially, it's called Panic Attack. It's the last one on Jew's Forum. And if you want to go ahead and read why I recently posted on Jew's Forum, the link is www.whitenationalist.org/Jew. It'll go ahead and lead you to the whitenationalist.forum site as well. But if you want to go ahead and look at, you know, it's Joom, J-O-O-M. And that's the name the guy uses here. And it's called Panic Attack. And the Jews are in panic. You know, they came up with two brand new cop shows, and, you know, the cop shows show that, you know, these people are beating up on these white supremacists who are fat and ugly and stupid and criminal and retarded and meth heads and the rest of them. Well, some of these things are quite true. But for all pack purposes, most of these people pretend to be Christian identity. They're far more danger to you and themselves than they are to the Jews. And that's why the Jews go ahead and, you know, buy these people here. What is Meth Goober, Visser going to accomplish? If you want to go ahead and listen to a sermon, you go ahead and listen to it. But me, I sort of lost my taste for it because I know that, you know, I know he's a thieving blind bastard here. Why would I want to listen to what he has to say about John? Why don't I just go ahead and open up my own Bible and read what it has to say and get what I can out of it? It may not be perfect, but it's good enough. If you don't, you know, I mean, you know, people, you're going to be left on your own devices, and you're going to have to go ahead and keep yourself amused. You're going to have to go ahead and figure out what Yahweh wants by your own devices. And maybe, you know, maybe you better get in the habit of being able to think for yourself. Because nobody else is going to do as good a job, you know, on your behalf as you are. In any case, I'm going to go ahead and I think I'm going to, yeah, old Visser is pretty polished. Well, he reminds me of a whole bunch of other pastors here. There's this one guy next door to this friend of mine who lives in Joplin, and he's my friend out of, essentially he took care of the church here, and he eats him out, and the guy was smooth and slick. Visser in many cases is smooth and slick here, although, to be honest with you, he sounds sort of like Snagglepuss. You know what I mean? And for some reason, the Jews are going ahead and saying the old Snagglepuss was a gay cooker. So I don't know if it's going to do Visser much good on that. So yeah, Visser's polished. But see, that's what gets me about people who go ahead and argue with me. Once they go ahead and they lie, if they tell a lie, I catch them in a lie. You know, they're not going to win any other argument because I'm going to go ahead and go back to the lie that they told them. I'm going to pick that lie apart. And they're going to either have to go ahead and admit their lie, or they're going to have to go ahead and cover up that lie. They're going to have to tell another lie in order to cover up for that lie. And sooner or later, they'll be revealed as liars. Why in the world should you trust a liar? Why in the world should you trust a liar? Now, in many cases, you might not be as smart as a liar. You might be dumber than a liar. But, you know, why do you have to be smarter than a liar? All you have to do is be smart enough to detect the liar. Stick to yourself. Keep your wallet closed. Keep your legs together. Don't trust a liar. Don't trust, you know, I mean, what do these people bring to the table that we need them so bad? And the answer is they don't bring nothing. They don't bring anything. Why bother to trust them? Why bother to trust criminals? Why bother to trust Jews? And the answer of it is, if you are hungry for the lies that they tell, it's because there's something wrong with you. Honest people don't want to hear lies. They want to hear the truth. So, Victor Thorne, I never heard. Yeah, I've never heard of Victor Thorne, so. Anyway, there's a lot of people I've never heard of. And contrary to what people say, you know, I'm not out to go ahead and fight with people who have their own ministry. I don't fight with Pete Peters. In fact, I've argued against fighting with Pete Peters because sooner or later, Pete Peters, whether he likes it or not, he's going to be a nursery to dual seed liners. The best of his flock is going to become dual seed line. And I've urged people, let's not fight with Peters. He's going to lose them. And what happens is that he might as well just go ahead and, you know, not have him, you know, poison the well.
You know, so I don't fight with Pete Peters. You know, I may even go ahead and show up, you know, on Memorial Day to Branson here and pay $25 and, you know, buy some of the stuff they sell, but usually it's overpriced anyway, so I may not here. You know what I mean? I have better things to do than fight with Pete Peters. You know, Pete Peters used to be quite a fire eater back in 1992, but essentially he's become a big wuss, you know. He's become a big wuss the last couple of years. So, if you want to go ahead and get some, you know, nice, I mean, occasionally I used to go ahead and listen to some were interesting. Some taught me something here. You know, I don't send Pete Peters no money, but oh well. The vast majority of people listen to Pete Peters don't send him no money. You know what I mean? So, I don't fight with Pete Peters. I have better things to do with fight with Pete Peters. I don't fight with Arthur Murray. I don't fight with Pastor Buddy. Even though Pastor Buddy believes in this Ephraimite scepter bullshit. I don't believe in that Ephraimite scepter bullshit, but you know, if you want to go ahead and listen to Pastor Buddy, go listen to Pastor Buddy. That's fine by me. I don't tell people what to listen to. You know, they should be big boys and girls. If they want to listen, you know, if they want to go ahead and listen to bullshit, that's up to them. In any case, I think I've pretty well covered, you know, where do we get these Ogbots from? And the answer we get these Ogbots is that a lot of them are criminals. And they're sent by Zog to go ahead and spy. And being weak people. Usually criminals are weak people. They don't have, you know, they may think they're real smart. They may think they're smarter than the average herd, but in many cases I've seen a bunch of criminals, and usually the people who are the most happy that the criminals are in there is their own family, because they usually steal from their own family first. Now, you know, in a well-run social order here, generally you go ahead and give them one or two or yeah, give them one or two chances here. But if they're going to be a perpetual criminal, you know, it's just better to just go ahead and kill them and have done with it. But, most of these people, they can't, you know, but on the other hand, in a real society, generally, the chances are nobody would give a shit if this was smoking, you know, smoking weed. I mean, there's people stumbling and think that I'm on Visser because he's a big pothead. And the answer is I have no problem with Visser as a pothead. I do have problems with Visser as a thief trying to go ahead and steal Galette's church with the, you know, with the aid of another mamzer named Brian Wright. So yeah, I do have a problem with criminals acting like criminals and trying to steal and steal and steal. Now, by the time I found out he was conspiring with Sci-Fi Faber, in late August, it didn't really matter, because what pretty well just turned me against Visser was seeing Brian Wright, Billy Woods, trying to go ahead and say, let's make Visser the senior, let's kick John Britton out, let's just put Visser in as a senior pastor, and, what happens is go ahead and let me in. And the thing about it is that Visser knew that Brian Wright had resigned. He was no longer in with the Church of the Sons of Yahweh, much less on the, you know, board of directors. He'd resigned 2 years earlier. And Visser knew that. And here, when Visser go ahead and tried to prove that, oh, he's the senior pastor, well, he didn't prove he's the senior pastor. Well, he proved that he knew that Brian Wright was trying to steal. You know, he had already resigned. Here he was, trying to kick, you know, John Britton out and put himself in. A senior pastor. If you go ahead and listen to their little sermon, you know, little interview they did together. Well, here's Brian Wright. Yeah, Brian Wright, he knows about the money that allegedly is there. Now, I don't think the Zog's going to turn it loose. But on the other hand, who am I supposed to believe? You know, Brian Wright's admission against interest? The answer is, I believe Brian Wright's admission against interest. Yes, there is. You know, why should some old guy in Ohio lie to me? Now, I had to pretend to be nice because I found out that Galette's church charter was in danger. And I regret like hell telling, you know, telling, uh, you know, telling Visser and Visser's brother, and I'm not sure Visser has a brother. I'm not sure if it's just another little, meth deranged, alter ego. I regret telling them how to avoid these Russian porn spammers by going ahead and flipping the switch and V-bolts. I regret doing, because, I shouldn't have kept Visser from retiring in September. I wish I'd kept my mouth shut and Visser had retired. Okay? Anyway, I don't know. I don't call up Eli James or anything like that here. You know what I mean? So chances are tomorrow I don't think I'm gonna go ahead and call in the Fink's call, because there's no sense in me fighting with, the critters that, Fink wants to surround himself. There's no point to it. I mean, there comes a time for a divorce, and to simply, hey, we're not going to agree, and I have better things to do than fight with you. So I'm not going to be calling. I might be listening in, but I'm not going to be calling into Fink's open forum tomorrow night or tonight. Anyway, I mean, we're getting around close to 1 o'clock here. So it's getting close to 3 hours, so it's been 2 hours and something here. I have been altogether for a decentralized church, and I've been altogether for, to where people don't know what it is, and I support Fink and his ministry, showing people what him and, Clifton Nemeiser has to show. I really support that. By all means, go ahead and if you want to find out about Chris Sandetti, you really want to get into it, go ahead and download. You can go ahead and download this stuff here. But I don't see the point in going ahead and arguing with criminals and mamsers and mamserizers on these talk show, on these radio forums. I mean, what does that accomplish? And the answer is, it don't accomplish anything. So, folks listening out here in Radio Land, learn to think for yourself. Learn to go ahead and figure out for yourself, using your own Bible, what is true and what is false. In any case, that seems by far the best thing to do. So anyway, next week's Movement Turd is, essentially I'm going to go ahead and do a show on the 19th, and let me see, what day is the 19th? Oh, shoot. Well, I'm going to do a show on the 18th, at least here. I might do a show Thursday or something like that. And essentially what this is it's Patriot Day or whatever. I'm going to do a number of shows. I'm going to go ahead and do a number of shows for the 19th. I'm going to do a show on the 19th, too, I think. But in any case, it's going to be about Timothy McVeigh and a number of things. And it's going to be about Red Mike Van Der Kuyk. And hopefully it won't be about the pisser. Okay? And it probably won't be about Chris Sandetti. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and round it up and say hail victory. And, most of these people do think they're still on J-tier. I mean, that was the high point. It's sort of screwed up. Well, you have a bunch of people claiming to be Chris Sandetti, and the high point of their life was spending half their life in prison. And you end up getting the thought is that maybe they want to go back there to where it's their home. It's one heck of a thing where, people sort of think that, criminals are romantic or anything like that, and they're not. You get associated with them. I mean, that's about the worst thing with prison or nut house life is living about that. You're not going to talk about Chris Sandandy. You never do. Well, I've been talking about Chris Sandandy. I've been talking about what infests Chris Sandandy. Guest 28, you're probably one of the critters that infests Chris Sandandy. You don't like what I have to say. In any case, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I'm going to say, hail victory. May Yahweh bless. Amen.